Been a while since we talked with Coach Atkinson over at Gallatin, so we'll go through a number of games here. We'll go back to the first of the year and roll into the two games this week. Since the new year started, Lady Bulldogs, they are 2-3, got a victory, a couple of victories over Trenton, 34-30, 59-39. Last time out, really tough loss. Pretty good ball game, though, on Friday night, fifth place game at South Harrison. 52-50 loss to Richmond. Let me correct that. They were at Lawson tournament, so that was at Lawson, 52-50 loss. It looks like, Coach Atkinson, as I just look at the results, especially from Lawson last week, looks like your offense is coming along and the girls are making really good strides.
You know, we are. I told the girls right out of the shoot whenever we played our first round in Lawson that I was very proud of how hard they came out and worked. You know, they showed that they were there to compete, and we're coming along pretty strong.
I was talking with Coach Kuhl over here at Trenton about his matchups with your squad and how for a couple of years it just seems like when Trenton and Gallatin play, it's like a race of the first one to 35 points is going to win that game. But last week when you played Trenton, you got to 55. What kind of got your offense going when you played Trenton last Wednesday?
You know, something that we have been talking about and working on is moving the ball quick. You know, not maybe not so much dribbling, but short, quick passes and cutting with intent because we want to score. And so that was something that we showed that night was we cut to the open spots and cut with intent.
Your advantage against Trenton, too, has been that at least the last couple of games, people have been able to bother Trenton with full court pressure. And it's one of the things I feel like that you kind of looked at your squad and said, we're better this year. We're going to try to put some pressure on people. At what point did you decide that, you know, the full court pressure defense was something that you feel like would work? Was that an early season decision, Coach?
You know, we had talked about it early season, and my assistant coach and I had visited about it, and we really liked how the girls were working hard and coming along, and so, you know, after Christmas, we were ready to put it into full force.
So last week was a pretty good one for you, even though you lost a couple of games. They were both very close, very competitive. The game against Polo on Friday the 6th, that was kind of a difficult one. Was it just one of those nights that whatever you tried to do offensively, the ball was just not going into the hoop?
I do feel like that we had a struggle scoring that night, and we just had a struggle getting ourselves set to score to get some shots up. So that was just an off night for us.
Yeah, you go to Maysville tonight, and you can look at Maysville. I don't think they've won a game yet. It looks like they're having a rebuilding season, but yeah, you'd be the first one to tell your girls, and I have this discussion all the time, if you play somebody who you look like, hey, if we come out and we play well, we should win this game. That doesn't mean it's going to happen, so it's another test to see how you handle that sort of a game, right?
It is. It's going to be a test tonight and see how we come out, you know, mentally and physically. Are we coming out ready to play, or, you know, we just going to show up and go through the motions?
Did the girls gain some confidence from the way that they played last week, Coach, especially offensively? Did you see kind of a breakthrough for them?
I did, and, you know, we talked about it, and it was good for them to see that confidence and keep building from it. You know, I feel like sometimes when we lose those close games, you know, we could take a setback if we wanted to, but they didn't, and I was proud of them. They didn't hang their head, and they come back, and we had a good practice yesterday.
Yeah, Richmond, yeah, that I'm looking at that score from Friday night, 52-50. That's just an outstanding game, and I'm sure your team played well and Richmond played well. What sort of a game was that on Friday night, Coach?
It was a close game all the way through. You know, it was a pretty good battle. We just came up short there at the end, and we end up having to foul.
Are you starting to notice that when your team starts to improve and get better, especially when they get into some of these close games like that Friday night game, is there a little bit more disappointment in their eyes after they lose a game like that?
You know, I think with any game or any team in a loss, there's always some disappointment, but they also, you know, pick out some of the good things they did, and that's what I encourage, is just because we lost doesn't mean we did everything wrong. So we keep, you know, we work on some things that we need to work on and build from, but we also bring out the positives that we did to keep working on, too.
Yeah, unless you lose in districts. You lose in districts, you're done. Everybody knows that. And districts are about 5 weeks away. Just in a big picture, Coach, what are you working on? What do you feel like is kind of the next step for your team to take that next step toward February?
You know, just being pushing ourselves past our exhaustion point. You know, we can get there. We just got to keep working on knowing, being confident in our passes, and knowing that when our teammates are open, we'll feed it to them. Don't second guess yourself.
There have been so many big games. You know, folks are well aware of the program that Coach Sullinger has on the boys' side, and it almost feels like that for several years, kind of, you know, it's the girls' game is won, And then the boys' game is one that gets the amount of attention on it. That might flip a little bit on Friday night because that girls' game was South Harrison coming to Gallatin, Coach. That is a big game for your girls. As much as you don't want them to look past Maysville tonight, once you get through tonight, how big is South Harrison on Friday coming to your place?
You know, I know Coach Watson, and he's going to have those girls ready to play, and so it is going to be a big matchup for us, and it's going to come down to who wants it more, who's going to go after the loose balls, who's going to, you know, rebound. Rebounds will be a key, and as long as we can put the ball in the hole, I think we'll be all right.
And the thing I like about your team this year, too, is that when you talk about improvement, so often I'll look at it and say, you know, player A is better and player B is better. I think your girls are better this year, and it's not just one player. It's everybody across the board has gotten better. That has to be a really encouraging thing for you to see.
It is. You know, I completely agree with you, Tom. And something that I am glad to say is, you know, I tell the girls, okay, one of our shooters is off. That's all right. We have, you know, so many others that can shoot the ball. Or I have a deep bench that we can bring you in and you can score some points for us.
6-7 is the record for Gallatin. So among all the other things, they got a chance to get back to 500 tonight with a victory at Maysville. That'll start about 6:15. There's going to be some JV action before the varsity games tonight at Maysville. Coach, best of luck against Wolverines. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.